in boxes. Let's go.
You know what? All you have to do for motivation these days is type into Google motivational video for, and then insert whatever superlative it is that you're looking for at that particular moment. So motivation for fitness, motivation for work, motivation for money, motivation for love. And there is endless amounts of videos on there. And I think the thing that really disappoints me about those videos is that most of them are full of shit. So what I wanted to do was record you a motivational video that is real, that is genuine, that really talks about some key points within my life and my business. And hopefully it can provide you with some real motivation that doesn't require you to spend 17 hours of your life in the gym and another 17 hours of the very same day hustling in your business, making you wonder how on earth you're going to fit all of that into 24 hours plus find time for love and your family. So let's do this. So I started off in life as somebody who wasn't really destined for very much, I think is probably a fair thing to say. Single parent family on benefits, lots of abuse, lots of drugs, lots of physical violence, lots of social care intervention, in and out of the care system. It was really not a good time. The one saving grace that I did have going for me was that I was pretty talented, so I was quite good at music and acting, and I was really good at sports. And for me, that really presented a situation that was the real highs and lows of life. And I think we can all relate to having massive highs and lows in life. They just don't necessarily come simultaneously at the exact same time, which is certainly something that I experienced. And you might be experiencing this right now. You might be going through a real high in one aspect of your life and a real low in another aspect of your life at the exact same time. So I am here to tell you that you need to focus on the positive. Keep striving towards that win. Spend as much time in that winning feeling as humanly possible, because despite what that inner voice in our mind says, that is the real and authentic version of you. That winner is the real version of you, not the version of you that is failing, not the version of you who is afraid of the world finding out who you are, your inadequacies, your failings, and everything else. Your brain is playing tricks on you. It's telling you that that's who you are. And unfortunately, society is really playing into that too. I mean, I mentioned earlier about watching these motivational videos. The reality with these motivational videos is that they are designed for somebody that doesn't exist. The kind of person that will sacrifice every aspect of their life, sleep 5 minutes a day in order to achieve success. And you know what the funny thing is? It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. So let me give you an example. As a former professional athlete, I know that my week is broken into a mixture of strength, conditioning, rest, and then peak performance on game day. I'm well aware of that. But yet in business, we're taught that every day is peak performance day. And if you can't do that, then there's something wrong with you. There's got to be something wrong with you if you're not able to hustle and grind 24 hours a day focused on your business. Like, build that dream, focus on it. And it's so upsetting to see, because everybody can recognize in sports that if I've played a phenomenal game on the Sunday, let's say I've played a sports game, I've spent 90 minutes on the field, I've busted a gut, I've given everything I possibly can, nobody would expect me to play the same game the following day. And why not? Well, because I'm likely to get injured. I'm likely to burn out. Something negative is going to happen as a result of me pushing my body too far. Yet why do we feel it's okay to push ourselves that far and our energy levels and our minds and our brains and our well-being that far just to have success in business? So let me tell you what day-to-day looks like for me now. I work 2.5 days a week and I run 3 businesses really successfully. Each business will generate a minimum of $1 million. I have a phenomenal team around me. I do not set an alarm. I will wake up when I wake up. So none of this 4:30 in the morning stuff for me. In fact, Anybody who knows me well knows that if you wake me up at 4:30 in the morning, it's probably going to be the last thing you ever do, because I am not a morning person. I sleep when I want to sleep. I rest when I want to rest. I meditate when I want to meditate, and I work when I want to work. Why? Because I'm running my business like I ran my professional sports career. There are days of rest, there are days of recovery, there are days of strengthening and learning, and there are days of peak performance. But I am focused on playing the game that is my business to the best of my ability twice per week. And that's it. The rest of the week is designed for my family. The rest of the week is designed to enjoy the success that we're experiencing. Now, here's the funny thing about this, because people will tell you that this is a choice, and I thought it was the same. I thought this was a choice to not be successful. So when I fell sick in 2020, I was in and out of hospital on a ventilator for a period of time. COVID very nearly took me. In fact, according to my doctor, out of the 250 people that had COVID in my area as bad as I did, I'm the only one still alive. So that's a really sobering thought. Because I didn't have the energy to work and fulfill the hustle and grind that I'd previously done before, I knew that I had to work one, maximum 2 days per week, because that was all I had energy for. That was all I could focus on. So I came to a very difficult decision, which was, I'm gonna have to impact less people. I'm gonna have to earn less money. I'm going to have to accept that our quality of life is going to go down. Why? Because society has taught me that the only reason we were successful is because I was hustling 6 days per week. Now, here's the reality of what happened. Our business has never been more successful. We've never impacted more people. We've never been more profitable, and we've never won more awards. So how can those two things go together? How can I have stopped hustling and become more successful? If all of these gurus and coaches are right, and that you need to be creating endless amounts of content and doing nothing, nothing but working and grinding and sacrifice your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, so that you can enjoy your 60s, why am I more successful now than I've ever been whilst following their recipe? Why now I've stopped playing the game by their rules, am I beating them at it? Make it make sense, because if they're right, this shouldn't be possible. You know where I'm recording this video from right now? My beautiful home in the Caribbean in St. Lucia. A tropical paradise instead of a concrete jungle in the UK where I was spending my time before this. You know what I'll be doing after I finish recording this video? Not collapsing onto my bed exhausted, which was my previous life. I'm going swimming in my pool with my children to watch the sunset over the Caribbean Sea. Now, this is not me showing off. This is me telling you that you're working hard in all the wrong places. If you are spending so much of your life and your business focused on hustle, focused on grind, focused on 10, 15, 16 hour days, then you're doing it wrong. And I want to be the person that tells you that. And it might hurt. And you might dislike me for telling you this. But I promise you, if you play the game of business like you would an athlete, and you focus on having 1, 2, maximum 3 games of peak performance per week, and dedicate the rest of the week to rest, recovery, and strengthening your position, your business will thrive as a result. And you know the best part of this? So will your friendships. So will your relationships. So will your love. Like, so many of us are parents, and we feel like it's okay to sacrifice our time with our children. I've done it too. So if this sounds like you, I'm talking directly to you. That you, of course, you want to be spending time with your children, but it's a sacrifice that you're prepared to make, because you're giving them a life that you never had. You're giving them opportunities that were never afforded to you. So even though you would love to spend more time with them and enjoy that relationship and watch them grow and experience that love, you're prepared to sacrifice yourself and those relationships in order to be successful. If that resonates, if that touches a nerve, I'm talking to you. And you know what I promise you? You can have that love. You can have those relationships. You can have those experiences. And you can have that success. But only if you stop playing the game by other people's rules. So, let me wrap up by saying this. I want you to turn that alarm off. Don't wake up early in the morning. and I want you to schedule something on your calendar. This has been a real game changer for me. Get your calendar out on your phone right now. Pick up your cell phone right now this second and open up your calendar. And every day, I want you to put in three things. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner with your family at a set time. And I want you to put a fourth thing in your calendar. Stop working. I want you to have a set deadline of an evening when you stop, you put it down and say no more. Now is family time. This is what I'm focused on. Because I want you to be successful and I want you to be healthy and I want you to be happy and I want you to experience love and I want you to experience life. And right now, all you're experiencing is burnout and hustle and you are trying to chop down that tree with a blunt axe. If you were just to give yourself a day or two a week to sharpen that axe, you have no idea how quickly you will chop down that tree, no matter how mighty, no matter how big. You are capable of achieving whatever it is that you want to achieve, but not from a place of exhaustion, but from a place of love, a place of rest, and a place of abundance. And that's what I wish for you. Thank you so much for watching this interview on Billionaires in Boxers. If you would like to join us as a guest on Billionaires in Boxers, or indeed on Palooza TV, all you have to do is email us at VIPbookings@billionairesinboxers.com.